I don't want to set the world.
As I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
To chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Fox News alert. Everything Primetime has been saying about the FBI and the Biden family has just been confirmed. For years, we've told you the FBI knew everything the Bidens were up to. The cash, the Chinese diamonds, American policy for sale. Not only was Biden blackmailing other countries and other countries blackmailing him, but the FBI was blackmailing Biden. Senator Chuck Grassley just announced that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has had 40 informants inside the Biden family for the last 15 years. What does that mean? It's exactly what you think. 40 FBI informants, going back to the time Joe Biden was vice president, have been providing criminal information to FBI field offices throughout the country. 40 FBI informants have been feeding the Bureau exactly what Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden have been doing all over the world. Primetime isn't sure the FBI had this many informants working on the Trump campaign. So, what does it mean that the FBI has had the Biden family wired? And what does it mean that the FBI hasn't done a thing? Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing him. Because Senator Grassley also revealed that multiple FBI field offices tried to run this criminal information back to headquarters and were blocked at every corner. This criminal activity was shut down during the Trump impeachment, shut down before the last election, and it's still being shut down today. Grassley says FBI headquarters deliberately smeared criminal information coming from FBI informants about the Biden family as foreign disinformation, when in fact, after an exhaustive examination, there's never been any information that any of this has been foreign. Even the FBI informant that said the Bidens shook down Ukraine for a $10 million bribe, that was vetted and found not to be foreign disinformation. But it gets worse. The FBI's attempt to follow up on the $10 million Ukrainian Biden bribe was shut down. The FBI informant who said there's 17 tapes of Biden talking about bribes, that too has been shut down, despite that there's no evidence that this is foreign disinformation. And while all of this is going on, the FBI has been actively planting information against Donald Trump, doctoring emails and disseminating fake dossiers. The FBI used Biden to get revenge on Trump. They got a dirty politician elected so they could defeat a politician who caught them trying to frame him and fire their director. And now we have a compromised president in the White House being protected by a rogue gang of sick agents. And the American people are the real victims of this stupid inside game. You're paying more for everything. The border's wide open and crime is sky high. And we have two proxy wars that Biden can't manage. All because the FBI believes it's more powerful than democracy.
And there you have it. That is Jesse Waters from Fox giving us what he calls breaking news, which most of America already knows, is that the Biden administration is nothing but a bunch of criminals. It's a criminal enterprise, and they were installed into the White House. I don't care what anybody says. Probably talk about that a little bit later. We shall see what comes up. Let's move on with the show. For the past few weeks, I've been trying to get a comedian that I befriended on TikTok by the name of Tracy McRobinson. funny thing about her name, but I'm going to let her take care of that and try to clear things up for us. Thank you for joining us today. I just want to throw this out there because we got, it's funny. I called her Tracy McRobinson. I even have her in my phone as Tracy McRobinson. A little bit of a blooper there, a blooper reel. Tracy McRobinson, the comedian that I found on TikTok and asked to be on the show. Her content is hilarious, but her name isn't actually Tracy McRobinson. Tracy, can you please help me clear this up?
Yeah, my when I gave my name to the comedy club that I was doing an open mic at, I said my name was Tracy McDonald Robinson, like a hyphen name, and the guys thought it would be funny to just combine them and put me on the sheet as Tracy Mick Robinson, just to kind of maybe throw me off when they were introducing me or something. So I don't. But so yeah, my name is technically Tracy. I go by Tracy McDonald, just to shorten it up.
Tracy McDonald. So I'm going to change it on my phone. So my next question is there really a Mick in you, or is there?
No, I'm actually a Mac. But yeah, I'm a Mick, but I should have been a Mac. My whole family are Macs, but my dad's birth certificate got messed up when he was a kid, and they never fixed it.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. When you're in the Americas, right?
Yeah. I don't think it matters.
Not to me. No. I think Mix and Max are badasses. I don't care which way you toss it.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on the show. I've actually a lot of your content is COVID related and vaccine related, which I lived in. Well, it would be traumatic for anybody that was level headed, but I'm not really level headed. When I say level headed, I mean, I sometimes think above par, and I'm very analytical. I know most people are not extremely analytical, and I am. And I don't just jump into the mix when people are throwing studies or pushing studies into our noses or into our arms, or, you know, making us swallow medicines that haven't been researched and for years. And, you know, everything isn't, there's a procedure that has been around for eons, and it's to protect the public from being introduced to potentially dangerous drugs. And we're not sheep. We shouldn't be anyway. Where chemicals and meds and drugs, all these things are being pushed into us without first being tested in trials and all this other stuff run. So I'm extremely analytical, and I like to go ahead beyond, you can say above and beyond if you want to. And I do my researches before I do anything. I haven't taken a flu vaccine in forever. And the moment I stopped taking flu vaccines, I stopped getting sick as much as I used to, because I think that when they put that shit inside of us, it just makes things worse.
No, I've never taken a flu vaccine. And it has a lot to do with the fact that I'm a very healthy person. I live a healthy life. I don't, you know, I put good things in my body, and I don't have any health issues. So it doesn't make sense to me to take a flu vaccine if you're healthy. And I guess maybe with you being in the military, you're forced to take a lot of it.
It's a little bit different in the military because you're not. Okay. Have you ever lived in the United States?
I have not lived there, but I have visited.
Okay. And you're very familiar with our Constitution. You're very familiar with the rights that are afforded to Americans through the Constitution. Well, they're not afforded. Our Constitution is designed and set up to be an affirmation to basic human rights. Mm-hmm. And it's not an exhaustive list. It's the Bill of Rights, for example. It's not, these are your only rights. It's just it's kind of like, these are your rights. Don't let the government try to take these away from you. And it also goes on to say, you know, there's anything else in the Bill of Rights and that is not listed herein refers back to the state. So the state has rights, and the individual is also, we're a constitutional republic. Okay. So, and we're not a democracy, which we hear people all the time talking about, we're a democracy, blah, blah, blah. We're not a democracy. When the Constitution was written, it was written in such a fashion that we'd be a constitutional republic. So the rights reside within each individual. So if in a democracy, if 51% vote to take my bicycle, then they take my bicycle. In a constitutional republic, nobody can take my bicycle. It doesn't matter how many people vote on it because it's mine. But when you're in the military, you're giving up those rights, you're giving up those the privileges of being an American citizen, and you're signing your life over to the government, and the government's saying, you now belong to us, you're an instrument for us, and they push all this stuff into you, and you ain't got a choice in the matter. So I was really shocked to see that a lot of military servicemen were turning down the vaccine or refusing the vaccine, because when I was in, that would have been a no-go. They would have been an instant court martial.
Wow. And so, you know, recently I've heard something about the FBI investigating these 200 military people that they are thinking they're going to try to overthrow the government. Have you heard anything about that?
The January 6th stuff?
No, I think it was it's just been recently that I've started seeing something about it, that they're investigating military personnel for a plot to overthrow the government.
I wouldn't doubt it, but a lot of that stuff has been around for a long time anyway, because there's a movement in the United States, and it's based around an anonymous figure called Q or QAnon. And And at first I'm like, oh, this is really interesting, and I was on board with a lot of this stuff, and then there's still things that I think is really cool and gives me hope, but then for the large part, like I told you before, I'm very analytical, so I still reserve a lot of my my mindset on that. I don't want to say this is, cause I just, there's not enough for me to say it's real. There's a lot of thinking, a lot of genius work goes into this stuff, though, and I can't deny that.
No, there is. The plan is amazing. It's actually mind-boggling. You have to kind of applaud these people for the plot, because they have done a crazy job. With Q, I am sitting on the fence thinking that it is a psyop as well to keep people waiting for the hero to show up and save the day, the white hat and whatnot. And, you know, the world is a stage. And I think that anybody who's on that world stage, who has the public's attention, I think that they're put there by the money. You know, there is nothing is not planned out here, as far as, you know, even the Q thing. I think to me, Q seems like keeping people just sitting, waiting, trusting the plan. We're just gonna trust the plan. We're just gonna get our popcorn and watch the movie.
Right, just watch things unfold.
Just watch it all unfold and just sit back and stare at your television set or stare at your screen or something like that. I kind of wonder, you know, how much TV people watch, because I haven't watched television since I was 19. And I'm completely seeing everything that's going on here and the ridiculousness and just the craziness, where they have gotten people so brainwashed that they are trusting science. It's you don't trust science. That's the basis of science, is to question it and to constantly challenge science, not to just trust science. They've turned everything around, and people are parroting it back. And the brain, and I wonder, for the people that chose not to take these vaccines and can see it, I think that maybe they're maybe not watching as much television as others. So, I don't know. I wonder about these kinds of things.
Television is a huge brainwash, because there's been, like you were talking about psyops, there's been a huge psyops thing going on within the United States forever and a day.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's been going on forever.
And when you're dealing with the topic of psyops, it's like, how do we know that it's not the bad guys who are doing the psyops? Right?
We don't. But I kind of feel that there's a good possibility there's an awful lot of bad guys, the people that are paid. And I think that there's people that are doing things because they're being paid to do it. And they're kind of in on it. I think somebody had said to me, because I was talking about, these white hats and stuff like that, and they think that, someone's coming to be, the hero, and any day now the lid's going to blow off and we're going to get our country back and, all this kind of stuff, right? And, I was talking to someone and they said, don't you think that some of these people would turn, they see, we're going to all of a sudden save humanity, we're going to be the good guys? It's why would you do that if you are in on it? If you're being paid a lot of money, you're given these positions of power, you're part of their club, the Freemason group, right? With their symbolism,
right,
and all their stuff. Why would you Like, because they show you that if you do turn, they'll kill you. Like, we've seen a lot of people die for speaking out. Like, that one guy with the crazy hair, that kind of low-budget actor, Isaac Cappy.
Oh, yeah.
Look how that guy was speaking out and got thrown off the bridge, right?
Yeah.
So if you're kind of in on it, if you're kind of in, you know, you have your little role to play or whatever you're doing, why would you be a whistleblower or turn on everything that they've given you, like, and then risk your life?
Because everybody that does usually turns up dead.
No, they definitely do. They totally turn up dead. Like, and, you know, there's all this talk about these celebrities or whatever. They go to these parties and then they get drugged and compromised doing, immoral acts while on video and stuff. And, you know, you take these people that I don't think that they necessarily were all evil people, but like they come out like the, you know, Katy Perry, where she sold her soul for the music contract. There's a lot of them that speak up like that and say stuff, right? So, you know, we're dealing, I believe, with a Luciferian agenda. And, you know, I want to be honest, like, I would not consider myself to be a religious person. I believe in a higher power that the source is a God. Yes, we'll call it God for sure. But these last 3 or 4 years, holy cow, I have, like, really seen that there is a good versus evil situation on this planet right now. And the way that the people that are controlling these families or whatever, I believe that it's all about bloodline and keeping this vibration on this planet low. Because everything you see is all fear-based. It's meant to make you angry, made to make you sad, to feel hopeless. Like, the amount of suicides I've been hearing about recently is astronomical. I've just heard about 3 people this last week who have killed themselves. And I think that, you know, this agenda is a lot about, not just so much about control, but it's also about keeping that vibration on this planet as low as possible.
When you talk about vibration, you talk about like the human fingerprint?
Yep, like just the human emotion. Like, if I'm sitting here in my house and I'm scared of this, you know, of what's happening, right? And then I'm angry that I'm seeing the stuff that's happening. And I feel like, and I'm sad. I have friends and people who are getting sick, who are dying, you know, and you feel hopeless. Like, people, like kids today, like especially in Canada, what Trudeau, I don't even want to start about Trudeau, but, they can't afford to buy a home. People can't afford to buy homes in Canada. Our homeless populations are skyrocketing. Everywhere you go, you'll go to the rest stop or whatever, there's people in motorhomes. It's insane what's happened these last 3 years. We have people on the street.
It's getting wicked
and
crazy.
And yet we're bringing in, but we have this mass immigration. We're bringing in all these immigrants and putting them into hotels and whatnot and housing them and giving them money. And yet we have our own citizens that can't afford to rent a small home or an apartment or anything on the street. So,
you touched on like 5 things. I want to go back to one of the earlier things. I'm kind of taking notes here as you're talking. Isaac Cappy. Did you see his video, that like his live stream before he killed himself?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. And I've seen quite a few of Isaac Cappy's videos while he was still alive. And, you know, he talks about the pedophilia and Tom Hanks and Seth Green and all of that. But like, we already know that. Like, we already know that these people are creeps. And, you know, the way, it's mind-boggling to me how much they put, the way they push it so hard in our faces right now. like they want us to know.
Yeah. Did he seem suicidal to you when he was doing that?
Yes.
Did he? Like he was trying to, like, almost a death, like a dying declaration?
No, it was more the vibe I got from it and what he said, because he said that he was not suicidal, and he made reference to the fact that he was on borrowed time, and I think that he knew that they were going to kill him, and it was just a matter of when.
See, that's what I was thinking. I didn't think he was suicidal. I think he got tossed over the bridge. I think
that was it. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, he got tossed.
I was thinking that could he have been suicidal? Possibly, but that's not what I was thinking. I definitely don't think that he jumped over the bridge, because he
did not jump over the bridge.
He, like you said, he was saying, oh, this person's a pedophile, this person's a rapist, this person's definitely a pedophile, and he was talking about throwing names out there, and people are hearing this, and normally that would, if it had been a live stream, it would have been censored and whatever, you know, like the media powers would not have let that go. But he did this live stream thing, and it got out there. People had recorded their screens, did live screens and everything, and recorded it.
Yeah.
And it got out there for everybody to see. Next thing you know, boom, the guy's dead.
Yeah. 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 He was definitely dead. And Tom Hanks made some weird reference about Route 66 or something like that. Like, Tom Hanks it's so sad, because he used to be one of my favorite actors.
Oh, me too.
I can't watch movies anymore. Like, I can't even watch movies anymore. It's ridiculous. Like,
well, because you know that half of them are pedophiles, or they're engaged in this Luciferian stuff. And if you're not, like you said, I know, because just by talking to you this little bit, that you're in tune with a lot of the symbology that's behind the scenes that they openly put out there, thinking that we're stupid. See, they're communicating this to other people like them, to the other elites that are like them. But some of us who know better are picking up on it.
Well, there's no obvious.
Well, to us, they are.
I feel that they've aggressively. Yeah, they've been like, but it seems right now that they are more and more aggressively obvious, throwing up the hand signs. Like, we've even got, hopefully no little Swifties are listening to this, but Taylor Swift, like, her concerts, she's dressed like a witch in a cloak and doing kind of this ritual stuff. Like, even Taylor Swift has progressed to the point where she is being very out there and obvious about this kind of stuff. And people don't see it. Well, some people see it, some people don't. Which was amazing to me is that cognitive dissonance where people are absolutely don't see it. They don't. They think that there's people that still think we landed on the moon. Well, you guys, not us.
I'm skeptical.
Like, okay, I just say, okay, you got to look at the spaceship. You got to pull up an image of that little Apollo 11 spaceship that they are climbing out of.
The ones made out of aluminum foil?
And this is not possible.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. And then they lost the technology? Are you kidding me? Like, what?
Yeah. No, I don't believe that. And I believe that all that was faked, because I'm not saying I don't think that we never went to the moon. I think that was faked.
100%.
That was faked, because there was actually a picture of the Earth from outer space on the president's wall when he was making a phone call or receiving a phone call from the boys, allegedly on the moon. Like, how do you get that if they took it, right? That kind of stuff. And then who was taking the picture of the rover landing and everything? It was like, you don't think about that stuff back when the technology was brand new.
No. And how do you get the dune buggy up there?
Exactly.
Like, did they have to assemble it once they got on the moon? It's absolutely ridiculous. Even the space suit, they show the imprint of man's first step on the moon, but then they show you a picture of the space suit, and his boots are flat. Like, there's no ridges on them. So it's definitely not the same footprint. So, I don't know. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's never happened. And it bothers me that it's still being taught in school.
Right.
Because it didn't happen. Even, like, you know, they're saying right now that AI has has confirmed that we haven't landed on the moon. But people now are wanting to put all their trust in AI. Well, AI was programmed by people.
Yep.
So it's, come on, because I had a little chat with ChatGPT and it's spitting lies, as far as I'm concerned. It said that India landed on the moon. India did not land on the moon. Did you see the India moon landing?
I didn't, but some of these nations, some of these countries are so far behind us. And it's funny to see how they're all of a sudden caught up to us.
Well, it was a cross between SpongeBob SquarePants and, and Space Invaders. It was like one of those, like, it was absolutely laughable. Like, so I just think, like, okay, if you actually watched that India moon landing, you believe that they landed on the moon. Like, that's crazy, because it was absolutely fake. It was beyond fake. It was so ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they were trying to say that it happened and showing you.
Yeah, and moving down to some of these, the symbology here, I'm trying to remember, there was a, and I think that they got removed off of YouTube, but I watched it probably two or three times before it got removed off YouTube. But it was, they talked a lot about, on there about, they did talk about the QAnon thing towards the end of the series, but mostly what I was most interested in, the whole Pizzagate thing, and yeah. Are you familiar with that, and the symbology of pizza sauce and cheese and all this other?
Yeah. And the hot dogs.
Yes, hot dogs.
And so.
Code words. Huh?
And all the code words, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also, like, and you can see these in a lot of the Disney movies and things like that, is some of the symbols. For example, if you see like a heart within a heart, that's supposed to be like a girl lover, a little girl lover. Mm-hmm. If you see like a circle that's like a, it like twists around itself, like a twirl, that's a little boy lover. And then there's a triangle that kind of closes in on itself. That's a boy lover. And there's a butterfly with pink and purple colors. That's a child lover. And there's all these symbols out there. And then you got the trans movement, which I'm not speaking for all trans people, but the LGBTQ LMNOP group, there's a small segment of those guys that want to make pedophilism normal. And, you know, like, I don't know what they're calling, child lovers.
Yeah, or like they call it minor MAPS.
Minor attracted person.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's crazy that they are trying to normalize that and to be like, hey, this is just a natural thing. Like, even this LG freaking alphabet.
Yes, alphabet soup.
It's really about, it's about your sexual preferences. And it's like, okay, I'm into men, or I'm into women, or I'm a woman who's into a, like, it's all this kind of stuff. And it's like, why does everybody have to know who you are sexually attracted to and how you express yourself sexually? Because it's all about sex, really.
Yeah.
It's all about your who you think you are as a man or a woman. And this is, it's just craziness. I feel that it, in the most cases, is a mental illness. And I'm not going to play into that. I'm not going to look at a person who's wearing cat ears and meowing and validate that they are a cat, because they are not.
What if they poop in cat boxes? They're still not.
They're doing that up in Canada. There have been some schools that did bring in a litter box for these kids, but why? It was like, as adults, how are we not getting these kids help? Because this, like, giving them a litter box and acting like, yeah, this is what's normal or what's okay, that's not right. That's child abuse.
We're neglecting them. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. And even with this trans movement, you know, I really think that it has a lot to do with the vaccines that they're giving these babies at a young, these kids, because they're putting the, you know, fetal cells into vaccines. And so if you had a vial with male fetal cells and you're injecting that into a female baby, what's the effect?
Yeah, we don't know.
What happens? and vice versa. Well, I think we do know. I think it spawns people that don't feel like they're the sex they were born. They think that they're the opposite, or they're very, or they're, you know, there's a lot of confusion in this. We never had this much confusion 50 years ago. Like,
no, I think this is all part of the plan.
You know, oh, it definitely is. You know, because that is a Luciferian agenda, is to flip everything upside down and to invert everything.
Yeah.
Even the pride flag, rainbow flag, is inverted. So, you know, they're just making everything chaos and craziness.
What do you mean? I'm not aware of that one. You said they'd taken the pride flag, inverted it. Like, what do you mean? Like the colors?
Yeah, well, it's like technically the rainbow has 7 colors in it, and the pride flag rainbow has 6, and then it's upside down. So they've flipped it around from the normal spectrum of the rainbow. So the colors are upside down, kind of thing.
Which, according to,
and then they've added all the other colors.
Right. Yeah. So, well, because yeah. you got to have one color to represent each gender, right?
Well, yes, you have to have all the, and the, you know, and it's absolutely just ridiculousness, to be honest with you. Like, but when it comes right down to it, you know, whatever it is that you want to be in your life, go ahead and be it. But you don't need to make everybody bow down to you. It's very, like, it's really self-absorbed. Like, this is a really self-absorbed culture that we have going on. And it's all about me, 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 and I'm going to videotape myself sitting here and being misgendered, and then I'm going to say, like, it's unbelievable. It's so unhinged. And, you know, it's all by design, and it's all to weaken people. Like, even the emasculation of men is part of that agenda.
Oh, yeah, the whole toxic masculinity movement.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable, because now we have a bunch of men who are not wanting to stand up and do the right thing. That, you know, we have men that don't even want to speak to women because they don't want to be accused of being a creep or like whatever. They've just been poisoned as well. And it's just to make people weak, to not fight back. Because in Canada, like, we have so few people here. And when all this COVID stuff was going on, there's a lot of women in the fight that I noticed, but there wasn't a lot of men. Like, all my girlfriends were like, oh yeah, you know, we got to get out there and protest and stuff. And all the husbands were not interested. They were just like, what can I do about it? I'm like, it's not their fight, kind of thing. And then later on, we realized that all the men in Canada were actually the truck drivers. And at least they tried to fight and protest and had the big trucker convoy that
went
to Ottawa.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was like, you know, it seems, but where were all the other men? Like, there wasn't a lot of, it was unbalanced to me. And I blame it on this whole agenda from the start. Like, it's been well planned out. And so, you know, in a lot of ways, I think, oh my goodness, like, what's going to happen here? Because they're going to get their, they're going to go forth with their plan no matter what. Like, they're definitely in control here of what the situation is happening.
Yeah, and I hate that feeling of being powerlessness too. It's like when you're somebody else is in control of the vehicle, and you just, I mean, you're really at their mercy. You know, you're trusting in that person. Yeah. And that's how we are as people. It's like, Even though we don't have Kool-Aid on our lips, you know, Kool-Aid stains on our lips, we're not drinking the Kool-Aid, and we're informed and we're aware of everything that's going on, we still are very small pieces in this, and there's not a whole lot we can do except stay informed and not drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. And just kind of like, you have to, you know, start looking out for trying to find your people that are like-minded. But even then, I think I feel that we're being played too. Like, I don't feel that it's just the, you know, well, we can sit here and say, okay, we see what's happening. But how much of what we see is happening is part of that psyop to make us, like, insane, technically.
Right.
Because sometimes, like, it's gone so crazy that you're thinking, okay, like, it's, like you start to feel like you're in this insane freaking twilight zone that you just can't believe what's happening, and you can't believe, you know, like some of the things that I hear, I just can't believe it. You're just like, how is this happening? And the way that we're always on to the next thing, like we just had the fire there in Maui, all these children and everything. It was clearly intentional. Like, there's no way that that wasn't done on purpose. And yet nobody talks about it anymore. So yep. Like, you know, what else is going on now? Talk about the next big thing.
Yep. Let's take a quick break right here. And then when we come back, I want to actually talk about your buddy over there, Trudeau. I'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, welcome back to the Rise Republic. I want to talk about everybody's favorite girly girl man, Justin Trudeau. Oh. Are you familiar with Zelensky? How Zelensky was before he was president, or whatever his rank?
Yeah.
How he dressed like a girl, yeah, and did all those freaking homosexual dances and things that he did.
Movie star.
Yeah, but he was like really like effeminate. And to me, Justin Trudeau was very effeminate. I think he's got that kind of a spirit about him. What do you think? What's your opinion?
Oh, 100%. 100% he is. Justin Trudeau, I actually despise that man so much that I have these dreams about just screaming at him. It's crazy. I can't believe that we still have him in power right now. Right now, in Canada, they have a bill, C-4701, where we're signing a petition for a no confidence vote to get that brought up into the House of Commons to have it voted on to get rid of him a little bit early and have another election in 45 days.
That'd be amazing.
And so we're trying. Is it going to happen? Who knows? Like, something has to give, because he's absolutely probably the most hated PM in Canadian history.
So how much of Canada has he actually trashed?
Like, all of it.
All right. So
he's destroyed it.
How long has he been the prime minister?
Oh, frick. It's been a while now, at least 4 to maybe 5, 6 years.
What's the runtime for, is there four-year election cycles?
No, unfortunately. See, we need to change that in Canada. We need it more like American system. But no, he could stay the PM forever.
Oh, my Lord. That's awful. So he could be a dictator.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And he is a dictator. He's taken away, he's taken away the guns. He's taken away our medical bills. Right now, they voted on a medical bill that the government has control over the medical system. So if your doctor, if the government mandates, oh, you need to take this vaccine, and your doctor says to you, I don't think that you should take the vaccine because you have all these different health issues, and then they can fine the doctor like a ridiculous amount of money, like $200,000 per violation or going against what they say. And then if the government wants your medical records, they have to hand them over. And it's absolutely, it's insane what's been going on in Canada. And we have the censorship now where the Canadian government has to approve different, like we don't get all of the news anymore from around the world. Like, this is Canada. I never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that Canada would be slowly turned into, you know, a communist country. Like, we're going the way of Venezuela right now. And we have, the biggest problem is that we just don't seem to have, we don't have the numbers. In America, you guys have like 300 million more people than we do. And so we are just like, we just don't have the numbers. We don't have enough people in this vast country.
To do what?
So, well, to even make a change, to be a force. Like, you know, you get a, in America, you got so many more people that if you guys get together and you, like, all riot. Like, we don't do that up here. We don't have enough people to even riot.
And that's the thing, like, about with the United States is, and I was talking about this the last couple shows that I did, when there's a big difference between conservatives and liberals when it comes to things getting done. Things always get done for liberals because they're loud and clamorous, right? They'll get out there, they'll make all kind of racket, they'll make all kinds of noise, they tear shit up, they burn things down, you know, yeah. And the squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's how it is in any country. And then you got the conservatives who are kind of passive aggressive, right? They're mostly, for the most part, informed. There are some idiots, I'm not saying they're not, but they do their due diligence, and they do a lot of research, and they're not loud and clamorous, but they actually get out to the vote. That's when they speak the loudest. They don't take it to the streets and burn things down. They take it to the polls. But here's the problem now. When the election cycles are mail-in ballots, and every single state for the mail-in ballot goes to the Democrat nominee for the president, there's something funny going on there. And every single state where there's walk-in votes, every single state goes to the Republican. You see what I'm saying? There's something funny going on here. And that's why I wanted to get you on before the whole COVID thing comes on, because I love what your opinions on the whole COVID thing is. When we're coming up on the election cycles again, and I look for massive comeback of some kind of variant or something else, so the polls will close and everybody will be forced to do this mail-in ballot. And therein lies all the cheating.
Yep. Yeah, well, everyone knew, like, up in Canada, we all knew that that was a rigged election with Biden and Trump. Like, Biden should not be the president.
Oh, you're an election denier.
Yes, I am.
I am too.
It's very obvious. And I feel that the same thing took place here in Canada the last time that Trudeau got voted in as well. It just wasn't as obvious. And we don't just have the two parties. We've got the Quebec Bloc, and then we have the NDP, and we've got all these, like, the PCP party, the Green Party. We've got all these stupid parties, and all they're doing is splitting up votes.
I don't even like the whole party system. It's the dumbest thing they could have brought to the people.
Yeah, no, it is. I think we need to completely dismantle our government system and start again and make it make sense. Make it so it's not, so you can't cheat. So you can't have career politicians.
Like, can you talk to me a little bit about the First Nations? Because I had a Canadian, I had a guest on several years ago on this show. He was on Ice Road Truckers. One of those episodes, you're familiar with that, I guess. He was a Canadian truck driver, and he came on the show and he talked to me a little bit about the healthcare system. So I want to ask you about the First Nation and your guys' national healthcare system, because I've been trying so hard. I run into people all the time that are for a national healthcare system, and they're not the intelligent people, by the way. They're there that, and they don't understand. I'm trying to get them to understand that there's the whole point of a robust, competitive market in the healthcare system is that you get better healthcare when people are competing for the business.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's my take on it. How's it working in Canada with the First Nations and how they're being, I was told this back in the day, that they're being brought up to the front of the line?
You know something? The First Nations do not get treated well, I don't feel. Especially in our healthcare system, we've had a number of situations where our First Nations are treated really poorly in the hospital. There's a lot of prejudgment that happens with, you know, with alcohol abuse or drug abuse, stuff like this.
They're high stat? Like, they got high stat numbers for that kind of stuff?
Yeah. But then you also, and so you have a lot of people already kind of, like, you have a lot of hospital, maybe people in healthcare kind of prejudging a situation. They often have trouble, you know, keeping their kids. They're quick to take their kids away from them if there's, you know, because there could be alcohol and drug issues. But our healthcare system, in my opinion, is not good. Like, you have to wait. You go to the emergency, you're going to be sitting there for easily 5 hours. you know, unless it's a crazy dire situation, because we just don't have the doctors. We have a lot of Canadians without doctors, and they end up having to go to these walk-in clinics. So you're just being treated by a random doctor, and nobody really follows up with you. You don't. So, you know, you'll go for some situation, you go to the walk-in clinic, and that's meant to take the pressure off the emergency. But people can't even get into a walk-in clinic, so they end up sitting in the emergency. It's like completely backed up. We have people on hospital beds in hallways, like no room for them. You know, they've fired in BC, they went and fired all of our nurses that wouldn't take the vaccine, and they will not hire them back. And now we have a shortage of nurses. We have a shortage of healthcare.
Isn't that crazy? They're willing to make that sacrifice to take away healthcare from normal citizens that need it to prove a point.
Totally. And, you know, like I was discussing that with my friend, and she brought up the fact that she thinks it's because these nurses that were fired for not taking the vaccine will end up being whistleblowers. When if they were to be hired back, then they're going to be outspoken about the deaths that we're seeing from these vaccines and the increase in all the problems and the strokes and the blood clots and the heart attacks and all this kind of stuff. And that makes sense to me, that these nurses would be the ones, they would speak up and they would say, wow, gee, we sure do have a lot of stillbirths going on here. Like, you know, two of my nieces are registered nurses and both lost their jobs from not taking a vaccine. And the things that they saw early on were quite shocking, as far as, you know, stillbirth rate going way up and these kinds of things. So yeah, our healthcare system is not good in Canada. I think that it would be better if it was private. Like, and if you need like an MRI or something like that, you're going to be on maybe a 6 month to a year waiting list, but you can pay for it and get it tomorrow, kind of thing. Or you can go down to the state and get healthcare down there. You've got to pay for it.
Is the southern border crisis here, you know, in the United States affecting, are you getting a lot of those illegal immigrants up there, and is that affecting things in Canada?
Well, you know what? We don't necessarily get, say, illegal immigrants just running across our borders, because Trudeau just brings them in, like he doesn't care. Like we've got a lot of, like their plan is to bring in hundreds of thousands of immigrants. And, you know, in Canada, we have a lot of land, but it's not in use. Like, nobody wants to live up north. It's freezing. It's super cold. So, you know, all these immigrants are coming to Toronto, or they're coming to Vancouver. They're coming to some of the bigger cities. And, you know, you start to notice them, like in the town that I live in, it's really like, it's a very small little farm kind of town. And you can really notice that there's a lot more, people like from Africa and stuff like that who have been brought over and are now taking residency. And it doesn't seem to be a problem at the moment, but I'm seeing what's going on in Europe, over in, you know, in France and Spain and Ireland, with their immigration and the violence that comes with some of these people, because, you know, they're different cultures and they have different ways of doing things, and there's a lot more aggression, it seems,
and people,
that comes from some of these countries.
And people seem to forget that, you know, you're just not like, let's say, on America's southern border, you're not just let's say a Mexicans in, okay? There are people, I've seen videos of dozens of Chinese, we'll say immigrants, and I'm going to use that term loosely in quotation marks, immigrants from China coming through our southern border. I don't believe that for a second. People just don't escape China, float across the sea into Mexico and come over. You know what I'm saying? Something bizarre going on.
Yeah, no, there is. And like, you know, when I look at the stuff that's coming out of the state, and you see these people that have apparently been walking for thousands of miles, yet they look really clean. and they have cell phones and all this kind of stuff.
Their souls are all together? Are there the souls of the shoes?
Yep. And then I'm also seeing there's, it seems that there's a lot of military aged men coming with no women and no children. So I, like, I don't want to be like a henny penny in the sky falling, but it seems that there's like a Trojan horse situation where they're bringing in the infiltrators right under your nose as immigrants. And I don't think that they're all technically immigrants. Like, I think that there's more of a UN agenda situation that's happening here.
Oh, I absolutely 100% agree. And
for sure, right?
the whole, you know, and if you listen to, I can't remember her name because I can't pronounce it, Karine, whatever her name is. She's the current, press secretary right now. And she's the black lady that comes out and always is regurgitating all these lies from the Biden administration, talking about how the border is tight and we've got the best immigration policy in U.S. history and there's not a crisis. It's just open lies. She's actually being charged with something. I think I can't remember who the lady was. There's a House rep that brought up a bill trying to get her salary reduced to $1 because she's in violation of the Hutch Act. And the Hutch Act in the United States, it basically means you shall not use a federal office to push the propaganda of the party which you're affiliated. Well, she's used the term MAGA, I guess, Make America Great Again. It's something that Trump used, and she's very anti-MAGA, if you will. And she openly talks about that in some of these press briefings. And so she's in violation of the Hutch Act. So they're trying to reduce her salary to $1, which I think would be phenomenal.
But
it'd be great. But you touched on something again a while ago, and on Europe in general. Have you seen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Europe. Let me see here. Let me open this news article up. The European Union rolls out a mandatory health passports for all citizens. Quote: unvaxxed will be excluded from society. Close quote.
Yep. I saw that.
Yeah, so let me read a portion of this real quick here. And again, I'm reading this from The People's Voice. It says the European Union has begun rolling out mandatory digital health passports, which citizens will be required to use if they wish to participate in society. Oh, my Lord. So, religious or not, you know, there's stuff. And here's part of the reason why I'm against the whole vaccine. People force you to take something because the Bible in the book of Revelation is clear about a mark being pushed into your right hand that you can't buy or sell without. And me being, I recently retired from the state of Illinois in September 1st, but the 3 years prior to that, I was under threat of termination from this whole vaccine thing because I was refusing to take, loosely vaccine. It's an mRNA. It's a drug to change your genome and all this other stuff. It's not a true vaccine. The CDC actually rewrote the definition of vaccine to make this thing fit into the parameters of that. But I was forced into take it, all of us were being told we had to take it, or the only two ways to get out of it was through a religious exemption or a medical exemption. I chose not to do the medical exemption, although I could have, but I felt one way or the other that I didn't want to disclose any of my health issues, but I have, to the state anyway, I have thickened heart walls from medication I took a long time ago to shrink pituitary cyst in my brain. And so my heart walls, as a side effect, got thickened. And so myocarditis is a side effect of this poison that they're putting into people. This is wide knowledge in how it's ignored by idiots like Trudeau. I'm not sure. So I opted not to do the whole that exemption thing for whatever, but I went the religious exemption thing because I have a degree in theology and I thought I could do better writing, you know, something on my religious stand against the vaccine. Right. And I wrote dozens of papers. I did an entire Bible study and it came back denied. Well, if you're denied, well, they gave you an opportunity to appeal. And my appeal was over a year and a half, 2 years long. It just disappeared. Never heard anything from it again. I still don't to this day. No, don't know what happened to it, but I end up being able to retire. But there's other people there where a husband and wife duo, for example, One, they filled out the same exact religious exemption for themselves. One was denied, one was approved. So they're kind of rubber stamping these things. And there was another fellow that, and there's several that have no religious bone in their body whatsoever, just submitted some generic thing and was able to get approved, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. It's like they just have a quota.
That's what I was thinking. It's like denied, approved, denied, approved. And make it, I'm fixing somebody at a desk, like a cartoon, just kind of stamping things, not reading them.
No, not at all. I don't think they don't care.
Well, they have some kind of religious ambassador that goes through and tells you if you're not religious?
Well, they wouldn't even accept that in Canada. Like our little health minister there, Bonnie Henry, who comes out, she won't even accept religious reasons.
And that's because you guys don't have something like the United States has, a Constitution guaranteeing, citizens, they have a right to practice a religion.
Yeah, exactly. But, to me, it's a little bit crazy that, because I don't care. I don't care about the government and stuff like that, because they're just people.
Yep.
And I'm not going to let some other person tell me what I'm going to put in my body.
Yes.
It's like, you can tell me all day long I have to do it. No, I don't. No, I actually don't have to do anything. And it's like, so that to me is so bizarre that other people just don't feel that way. That they're just like, oh, this person told me I have to. It's a mandate. It's like, what are you talking about? It's just absolutely incomprehensible to me that someone is going to just go along with it. So I don't know.
It's why I like the whole constitutional republic thing. Cause the whole premise to me is great. It's like, there couldn't be nothing better where you do you, I do me. We just leave each other alone. If someone, I saw what was watching you brought up earlier about the whole trans thing and people wanting you to, to acknowledge them for whatever the sex thing. No, there's nothing in our constitution that says you have a right to be free of offense. But there is something that says I have a right to the freedom of speech. Like, I could say whatever I want to, but there's nothing that says your feelings can't be hurt. You have some kind of protection against that. I want to do my life. You leave me alone. You live your life, and I'll respect you for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do you, and I'll do me.
Yeah.
And you don't tell me what to do, and I won't tell you what to do.
If you're a man with freaking big, burly shoulders, and I kid you not, this happened to me not long ago. I went to Florida, and I was on a dock walking down. I was over by Cocoa Beach in Florida, probably an hour away from Universal Studios. And I was down on a beach dock, and it was this just happened to be, what is it, June 1st, I think, Pride Day or something like that. I can't remember the exact day. But some dude, every bit as tall as me, and I'm 6'5". And I got these big wide shoulders. I weigh 230 pounds. I'm not fat, but I'm tall and lean. And this guy, every bit as big as me, he had a shadow, like a 5 o'clock shadow, but his face was shaved. Like, he's very manly, but he was wearing lipstick and eyeliner and had fake lashes on. He was wearing a sundress. His legs were very masculine. He was wearing high heels. He strutted down for no purpose other than to, hey, look at me kind of a thing, and walked away. And I'm okay with that. I thought he looked bizarre, and he was obviously trying to make a statement. But I draw the line at him come up to me and say, hey, you have to acknowledge me as a woman, because I clearly can see that that's not a woman, right?
Not a woman, no.
Yeah, you can't make me believe that you are something that you're not. And that's just, to me, it's a commonsensical thing.
Yeah, it totally is. And so how do you feel then about these men who like to dress as women or who identify as women competing against women in women's sports?
I actually did a show on that called the Death of Women's Competitive Sports. And I can't believe, is this a big thing? Is this a movement also in Canada? Is this happening over there?
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Like, women's careers are being ended in MMA-type fighting and boxing and stuff like that. Women's careers are being ended. Because when you get into a competitive sport where it's combative in nature, and you're a woman and you're thinking you're a man, or a man is being allowed, that's a trans woman being allowed to fight in women's competitive boxing or fighting, they have an advantage. I don't care what the world says. They have they have the advantage, genome speaking, probably what I'm trying to look for, a DNA of man. Their muscles are going to be more dense. Their shoulders are going to be more broader. You know, their men are built for battle. That's just how it is.
Yeah. No, I had a situation because I used to play roller derby for about 10 years. I joined a women's roller derby league, and then they started accepting trans players, and these were trans players that had still not had any surgeries to fully transition to being women. So they were basically guys that are dressed like women and who are want to be women but are not fully women. And it was just, it wasn't fair. It wasn't right. Like, these are big guys just knocking chicks all over the place. And I actually left roller derby because of that reason.
It's disgusting.
I just didn't want to play that game against men. Like, if I wanted to, I'd play it in a co-ed league.
And where's all the female rights activists? All the people, there was so much movement that happened for women's rights when it comes to voting, when it comes to a lot of different things. And there's been major advancements in the last few decades. And now it's all being washed away by men, and they seem to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because they've been so, you know, programmed. And it's crazy, right? Because you have these women that are like, they're, to me, it's just like, it's kind of sad because they're so kind, right? Like, women are like, oh, we want to support other women. And so if you're like, and in some ways, if there's a trans person and they are a man and they go and get full surgery to become women, I feel like, okay, you've really taken one for the team here. You really want to be a girl. You've done all the things. And so, you know, I feel for you because you really do feel that you're a woman so much that you're going to go and get like extreme things done to your body to actually try to be as much of a woman as you can. Like, I feel for these people. Like, I feel sorry for them and I feel sad for them and I don't want to be hurtful towards them. The problem that I have are the trans people that don't get the surgery. Like that Dylan Mulvaney. There's no surgery happening with Dylan.
Right.
That's just a guy dressed up like a woman.
He just wants to be a flamboyant person.
Well, yes, 100%. And I really think, like, my opinion of that one is that Dylan Mulvaney auditioned for that part. I think that that was an agenda.
Oh, yeah.
His whole situation. So I don't really think that Dylan Mulvaney is just a legitimate gay guy who decided to be trans and all this kind of stuff, because he's been trying to be, you know, an actor forever. Like, he's on The Price is Right, everything. Like, that guy is really a theater kid.
Yeah.
Have attention.
Yeah. And he signed up with the wrong beer, I think, and with the whole Bud Light situation went on, and now he got Bud Light took a hit one.
No, did they ever take a hit for that one? Like, and so many other companies are taking hits like that for these different kinds of ridiculous things where they want to, like, you're just a business. You don't need to align yourself.
Disney
and group of people.
The whole Disney and the Marvel Cinematic Universe things, they're putting all this woke stuff inside of all these movies now, and they're pushing this stuff, trying to anyway, down inside. And all they're doing, I know they're desensitizing the people that are coming up. I that's exactly what they're doing. We talked about earlier, gaslighting.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, the younger generation, they are so much more, you know, indoctrined with, oh, yeah, you just accept everybody for who they are and just, you know, da-da-da, and everything's great. If someone wants to be a woman, just call them a woman and everything's fine. And, like, they just want this, like, happy, peaceful world.
Yep.
And, you know, I think a lot of it is based on just trying to be kind to people. but it's, to me, kind of perpetuating a mental illness.
It is. And I can be kind to mental people. It's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's trying to make me acknowledge. I can acknowledge someone's mentally ill, but you can't, if somebody's standing in front of me, tell me there's a demon there and I don't see the demon because he's delusional. You're not going to force me. Nobody's going to force me to acknowledge that. Yes, I see the demon. I'm just lying to myself and the person. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for somebody that's trans. It's a mental disorder. It's actually in the DSM-5 as a mental disorder. So
it is. No, it 100% is. And, you know, how do you, you know, you just got to let these people do what they want, but it's really getting, you know, pushed in the wrong direction as far as making the rest of society. Because this is a very small group of people. And the way that we're going on about it, you would think that this was like 50% of the population.
You'd think.
But it's like, it's super marginal. Very, very small percentage of people.
I don't know what the percentage is, but I would say about 4% or less.
I think it's even less. Yeah. No, it's a very small amount of people that we're talking about here. And so it's like, okay, what is going on? Why do we have to make this such a big deal? Like,
somebody's making it a big deal.
But, yeah. No, it's crazy.
Tracy McDonald Robinson, right? Did I get that correct?
Yeah.
That's the end of our show, man. I had a great conversation with you. I would like to have you. Are you open to coming back sometime?
Oh, definitely. Good. Yeah, it was great to talk to you.
I'm going to try to, why don't you go ahead and plug your TikTok? I know a lot of people don't like TikTok because it's Chinese zone. There's a lot of great content creators in there. I found you, for example. There's a lot of conservatives on there as well, but there's also a lot of idiots. You got to be able and willing to deal with all this stuff because I've seen people attack you on there, but you come back with stuff. And where can I find you on TikTok?
You can find me at TonyRide25.
All right. And you don't have any other social media, so I just want to save everybody some time. I asked Tracy in advance. You're not going to be able to find her on anything else. I suspect that if you put any of this content up on YouTube anyway or Facebook, you would get doxxed pretty quick anyway. They'd take you down and silence you.
Well, yeah. No, I did. I did have a Facebook and stuff like that, but I was constantly.
You're not missing much. You're better off without it.
Yeah, constantly getting stuff. Yeah, so I left it. I left that platform quite a while ago. And yeah, just TikTok. And I accidentally got on TikTok. My friend was talking about, get on TikTok and they've got lots of great recipes. And then I got on TikTok and holy cow, I was so compelled to speak.
I got up to, I was up to 6,000 followers, I think, one time on TikTok. And I got pulled down overnight. I had like 4 or 5 violations overnight. I didn't get a chance to reply. They permanently suspended or permanently banned my account. I didn't get to go back. So right now I'm playing nice boy. Yeah, if you go there now, you're going to see dumb stuff. That's just like whatever stuff. It's.
I find that I get in the most trouble on TikTok about commenting on other people's videos.
Oh, yeah, because they come back and attack you tenfold. And then they hit you up on your videos. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they start attacking and stuff. Snowflakes. Like that. So it's like, you got to. Sometimes I just try to be really quiet.
Yeah. Well, hang out here real quick. I'm going to close out, and I'll come back. I want to talk to you some more in just a sec. All right, that was Tracy McDonald Robinson, TikTok PonyRide25. Make sure you go check her out. I'm so happy that she joined me today. What a great conversation. If you want to, I'm going to ask everybody to just kind of head over there. If you're on TikTok, give her a like, a follow, and let her know that I sent you. And I want to thank everybody again for joining the Rising Republic. With me, L. Douglas Hogan, I'm your host. I will see all you guys later. You take care of yourself.